This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
Biden and Trump at the southern border.
Biden is going to have to make his case.
Supreme Court takes up Trump immunity.
I expect that they will uphold what the D.C. Circuit said.
Deadly Mideast attack.
The crowd was waiting for humanitarian aid in Gaza City.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden and former President Trump go to spots on the southern border just over 300 miles apart today to highlight what voters say is one of the top issues in the 2024 campaign, immigration. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The president is coming to Brownsville, where illegal border crossings are now down, says Chris Cabrera, who leads the local Border Patrol Union.
I'm glad he's finally here, but I think the timing's a little off. If he would have come a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I think it would have been a good thing to see that, hey, I have a problem area.
Recent attempts to pass a bipartisan deal were blocked by Republicans at the urging of former President Donald Trump.
I think we killed it. I think it's dead.
Today, he'll be about 325 miles to the west of the president in Eagle Pass, the center of a standoff between the Republican governor, Greg Abbott, and federal officials.
It's overkill to me.
Adam Rodriguez owns a business near the park and has lived in Eagle Pass for 30 years.
We're known through other small towns in the area as Illegal Pass.
But Rodriguez says that's unfair.
There's never been any criminal element. You don't have to worry about walking down the street.
I'm Matt Piper. The leisure and hospitality industry is where a lot of migrants are finding jobs, says Professor Madeline Zavodny with the University of North Florida.
What's really, I think, new, or maybe a return to a decade or two ago, is an increase in the number of less educated immigrants who are filling very labor-intensive jobs, a lot of them in the service industry.
And she says that work is helping a booming economy.
Helping fill jobs that employers are in desperate need to fill.
The Supreme Court delivered what amounts to a win yesterday for Trump, saying it will take up his immunity claim in 8 weeks, which will delay his election interference trial. CBS's Jan Crawford.
I don't think this means the court's necessarily going to reverse the lower court. I think that would be surprising.
Lower courts have denied Trump's claim twice. CBS's Major Garrett.
The delay, depending on how long the Supreme Court takes, could make a criminal trial almost impossible before the 2024 election. If former President Trump is reelected and he becomes the head of the administration, there's every reason to believe that the case will be dismissed by his order.
An Illinois judge has ordered Trump removed from the state's primary ballot. The decision's been paused till Friday, allowing time for an appeal. And a New York judge has refused to stop collection of Trump's $454 million civil fraud penalty while he appeals that case. Trump offered to put up a $100 million bond. Overseas, at least 70 people are reported dead after an attack in Gaza City. The Israelis have been blamed, but Israel's military says it's not aware of shelling in that area. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb.
A truck once carrying life-saving aid, now piled with the bodies of those who had come in desperation for help.
At Gaza City's Al-Shifa Hospital, doctors struggle to cope with the large number of wounded. In the central city of Deir al-Bala, a CBS News team was there when more wounded were taken to hospital following an Israeli attack on a crowded building. An entire family was killed, all 36 people, except for 9-year-old Muhammad, who says all he wants is to see his mother's face again.
In an address to the Russian parliament, President Vladimir Putin said the West runs a real risk of nuclear war if troops are sent to fight in Ukraine. He said Russia has weapons that can hit targets in their territory. Now to the Texas panhandle and the destructive wildfires. One of them is now one of the largest in state history. CBS's Dave Malkoff has more.
Let's pull out. We got too many spots.
The Smokehouse Creek fire in the Texas panhandle has already scorched more than 850,000 acres, bigger than the size of Rhode Island.
They sent fire trucks and the deputies came out and forced us to leave.
The fire, now the second largest on record in Texas, has left towns in ruin.
That's about all that's left in my bedroom right there.
Teresa Rankin lost her home of 38 years. It burned to the ground in the town of Canadian.
I got in my Jeep and I looked and saw. I said, oh my gosh, this is not good.
There are at least four other fires burning in the Texas panhandle, and they've crossed the state lines over to western Oklahoma.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
No government shutdown this week, anyway. CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill.
All four congressional leaders have agreed to a funding deal that would prevent a partial government shutdown this coming Friday. It would extend funding for some federal agencies through March 8th and others through March 22nd. The hope is by then that Congress can approve bills to fund the entire government through the rest of the fiscal year.
Mitch McConnell raised new questions for Senate Republicans when he announced yesterday he'll step down as GOP leader this fall.
One of life's most underappreciated talents is to know when it's time to move on to life's next chapter.
McConnell says he plans to serve his full Senate term, which runs through January 2027. For 2.5 hours yesterday, President Biden was examined by several specialists at his annual physical.
Physician to the president, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, states only one notable change since last year, and that's the use of PAP, or positive airway pressure therapy, at night for sleep apnea. There is also a note about a perceptibly stiffened gait since Biden suffered a foot fracture in 2021. The president has some seasonal allergies for which he takes over-the-counter medications, and he takes some prescription medications, including Crestor. Lindy Kenyon, CBS News. The White House.
Mississippi Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith moved yesterday to block fast passage in the U.S. Senate of a bill to protect IVF treatments. It's the work of Illinois Democrat Tammy Duckworth.
The very people who claim to be defending family values are the ones trying to enact dystopian policies that would prevent Americans from starting their own families.
Court documents in Colorado say the oldest son of Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is suspected of being part of a group of friends who used credit cards stolen from cars. 18-year-old Tyler Boebert was seen in surveillance video in a hoodie from his mother's former restaurant. He could face felony charges. New recommendation from an advisory group to the CDC, people 65 and older should look to get a COVID vaccine booster in the spring, even if they got one last fall. The tributes have poured in for comedian Richard Lewis, who died yesterday. Larry David says the two were like brothers, and they argued like it often on HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You never call me. You always pick the restaurant.
Are we married? I don't understand. Am I dating you?
You hate people. Your wardrobe sucks.
I do, so what?
Ben Stiller calls Lewis an empathetic comedy genius. His publicist says Lewis suffered a heart attack. He was 76.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's February 29th, Leap Day, when an 80-year-old woman can say she's 20.
Happy 20th birthday to Petey Johnson, who's been around for a while.
That so happens because I got the jackpot of being born on a leap year day.
That day was February 29th, 1944, and the rule was set way back when in South Bend.
My mother said with birthday parties, they were every 4 years.
Petey is among an estimated 5 million people around the world celebrating today.
A leapling or a leapster, I call myself the leap year lady.
She won't mark another February 29th birthday until 2028. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Caitlin Clark had 33 points in an Iowa win over Minnesota with 3,650 points in her career now. She tops Lynette Woodard's all-time mark for women set before the NCAA sanctioned women's basketball. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.